Hello everyone and welcome back to Kathapotli, the story box for children. Children, today I will tell you one awesome adventure story of a boy called Totum. Totum was a very simple and innocent boy. But he always used to get into trouble. No matter how hard he tried, he could never make his father happy. His two elder brothers used to tease him a lot. Totum's father was a rich merchant and he used to send ships laden with Indian spices and silk with fine gold and silver embroidery to countries all over the world. Totum's brother accompanied these ships to distant lands. Totum used to see his brothers leave in ships and he used to feel a little sad because he was made to stay at home. He too wanted to visit different places and visit different, countries. One day, he asked his father for a ship. He promised to bring back double the amount of money by sailing through the ship and selling his wares. Totum's father didn't believe him. How could somebody who is good for nothing sell his products for double the money? He thought loudly to himself. Totum's mother heard him. She was a very soft-hearted lady and she persuaded Totum's father to give him a ship so that he could do what he wished. Totum was given an old ship. The sails were torn and the mast had rusted and become weak. The cargo consisted of 5 big drums of salt because that was the cheapest thing available. The crew of the ship comprised of old, unskilled dockhands. Totum happily set sail in his own little ship. They sailed on the sea for 3 months. One day, as Totum was standing at the deck, he saw a strip of land far away. Totum ordered the ship to be steered in that direction. Next day, the ship anchored at the harbour of the prosperous town of Pilwagad. It was a small town. The people were very friendly. Totum went to the local market. The shops were small, but they were very neat and clean. The shopkeepers took great pride in showing off their wares to their customers. Totum bought small gifts for his family. He enjoyed himself thoroughly. It was the first time he had ever travelled so far away from home. It was evening time. Totum started feeling hungry. He and all his crew members sat down to have dinner in a small restaurant. As soon as they put the first morsel in their mouth, they realized that there was no salt in the food. The food was tasteless. When Totum asked for salt, he was surprised to find the people in this place didn't know anything about salt. Totum went to the ship and got some salt from one of the big drums his father had given him. The next day, Totum was invited to the king's palace for dinner. As they sat down for the meal, Totum remembered the salt and put some of it in his soup. He then offered the salt to the king. The king and the queen got very excited. When they tasted the soup with the salt, they loved the taste. The king wanted to buy all the salt that Totum had. He asked him, "How much did you expect for this white substance you call salt?" Totum replied, "My lord, give me gold coins double the weight of salt." The king was very pleased with the answer. He thought that Totum was extremely foolish in selling this precious white powder so cheap. He immediately asked his ministers to arrange for the unloading of salt and to give double the weight of salt in gold coins to Totum. Totum then returned to his homeland with double the weight of salt in gold coins. Everyone was surprised to see that Totum had made a lot of money through salt. Now Totum had become a useful member of his family at last. So I hope, children, you loved this adventure story of Totum today. Stay tuned to hear some more nice stories and subscribe to the podcast. Bye. Take care.